8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
CAV mobile monitoring. KMA CAV mobile. KMA DAD mobile monitoring.
Okay, Charlie Bravo monitoring.
Kilo 8, Lima Lima Charlie, listening.
Hey, how you doing, KLLC? This is KUCB.
Yeah, pretty good, Clayton. Yeah, we just got in and stripped out, cool off here. Got the AC kicking and trying to cool the dog off, too. Well, did you any contacts on your BOTA? I think we do, but did you do any good contacts on your quota?
I ordered one. It'll be here tomorrow. I'm taking today off. That humidity is murder. I showed up at the park yesterday, and that humidity kicked up. And I went, oh, this is nasty. Yeah, I went out there 2 days ago. Apparently, I lost my string. Couldn't get the antenna in the air. I went back yesterday and realized I left my ballon at home, so I couldn't get on the air yesterday either. So last night, I went back out there determined to get on. I got on there, I made about 5 or 6 contacts and called it quits and went and got my dogs in the water to cool off from humidity.
Hey, what were you working, 40 meter?
Affirmative. I was on 40, and my hamstick is a 40-meter MFJ hamstick I ordered.
Okay, well, I got a buddy of mine that's got a 40-meter hamstick. It's out there in Arizona now. He retired out of next year. It's one of them engineers.
Yeah, I hear these hamsticks are pretty good. I see people using that window string, and some of them will put two wires attached to the ground for ground plane. So, my only question is, does the antenna have to be connected that low to the ground, or can you put it on a longer stick and have it up higher and still use radios? But I haven't seen nobody do that in a video yet.
Well, if you get the stick high enough in the air, like 10 feet or more, 15 feet, it'd be nice if it was higher, but, you know, you go with what you can, you know, comfortable with. Yeah, you can run aground, anything, you know, run aground there, and, yeah, it's no big deal. Just a stick, put it in the air and go, because you got to ground on the radio. So if you ground the antenna there, it'll work. But, yeah, just put the stick in the air and go for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick it on the ground like everybody else does, but I was thinking about mounting it on a higher stick and then using a slanted radials and see how that works out. Because, I know HF ain't like VHF, where VHF height is might and HF height don't seem to be might. Just having the proper antenna off the ground seems to be enough.
Well, you know, the ham sticks, they even put them on the vehicle there or something just for, you know, local stuff and that, but you crank it up higher, the better you get out, you know. I know when I had my rendezvous, that thing was high in the air, you know, the top of the car was about 6 foot, so when I put that antenna on there, that ate my Yaesu 120, that up and down at 40 meters, got out, you know, so that worked pretty good. But, so when you going back out there? Going out this weekend or this week?
Be out there probably tomorrow if the weather permits.
Okay, what I'll do is, I think I'm staying home tomorrow. I ain't got too much to shut the shop there, so I'm going to be staying home. And school, they're just working on when the floor is over there. They don't need me there. I don't need to be in the shop for anything like that. So I just, I'll probably be home. And Wednesday, I got an appointment to get my shots in my back, so I'm not going in Wednesday either. So, you know, before you take off, let me frequency you're going to be playing with, and I'll see if I can hit you with just 100 watts.
Yeah, I'm using 10 watts of power.
Okay, that stick will take 200 watts, I think.
Yeah, they claim 250 on single sideband, and I think, I forgot, but it's less on digital.
I think it probably goes to like 25 watts or something like that. I don't think it goes to 10. But no, digital 15, was it 30? What is one? 30 meters, I think it's all digital. I can't remember. I got to look at my map here. I can't see that either. I got to put on weight. I don't have my glasses on either. Just took those babies off. Let's see what we got here. Well,
yeah, I'm thinking about getting maybe a 30, a 20, and I don't know, maybe a 6 or a 10 stick later in the future.
But, that'd be all right. Yeah, just like I said, before you go out tomorrow, get on your 2 meter there and let me know what frequency you're on. I'm playing out my Kenwood here. I got my 480 hooked up. And just decided to play with that. I'm going to try to use the my vertical because my ground, I keep saying I'm going to order. I need a new wire for my, I need a new feed line because at the very end coming into the bulkhead, it's loose. I tightened it up, but that the male part is just slopping around in there, and that ain't good.
Put some thread locker on it.
What was that?
Put some thread lock onto it.
I was fairly putting some aluminum tape on it, but I can't find my... Oh, I know where it's at. It was aluminum tape on that prong there. Yeah, it's loose inside there. I'm going, I think that's what ruined one of my radios there. Because I was always getting static on my feed line, that line. That wire was just so noisy. But when I went to the vertical, cleaned it right up. And so I said, well, so I just been using the vertical a lot. But I have to try the wire and that. Like I said, I'll play around with it. See what we can get. Maybe I'll go outside and put some of that on there.
You get on and do FT8 work, or are you strictly voice?
Yeah, strictly voice. I have my packets down. I got to reprogram my KPC. But that was the only thing I used for digital. I did try the FL Digi a long time ago with he's out there in Arizona now. But before he left, we tried doing it, and it didn't seem to work. He couldn't hear me, and I couldn't hear him. But like I said, he used that 40-meter stick, and he was over in up the roadways North Branch. He lived in North Branch, but now he's in Arizona.
Yeah, is there much activity on 6 meters anymore?
I don't know. I haven't listened to 6 meters in the Coons age there. I took my beams down. I had one big beam and a small one. And last time I think I talked on it was to Dean and Carol, because he wanted his 6 meters work, or was it 220? I think it was 220. But anyway, yeah, I took all those antennas down, and so now I just have the vertical and the wire. But I had like 8 antennas up here at once.
How long's your wire?
I can't remember, but I got it between the two towers. And then I got it at an angle there. I got one coming down at an angle by my shed, and then the other one's at an angle in the tree at the other end. I can't remember how big it is. It's similar to one of those, what the heck is it? It was a real famous antenna, the wire. It's similar, very similar to that. It operates the same function, the same balance. Change that at all. And so it takes 600 watts easily or whatever. I think up to 1,000 or something, but I only had... But, I don't know.
Is your wire like a long wire, or is it a dipole?
I just know it's going too tough.
Is it a dipole or a long wire?
I can't look at that. Here you classify the long wire. I don't know. I can't remember. It's been a long time.
This
to 1.6. Well, then it's okay. It worked. It was pretty low, and I can barely hear him. He barely heard me, but I haven't raised my antenna. I said change that feed line. Might kick it up a couple feet might help too, but. Because right now it's at, I think, 22 feet in the air.
I came across this one YouTube video, and it's talking about handstick. And the guy apparently did some homework. He found the original company that invented the handstick. And the original instructions on the handstick, apparently you put a counter SWR. I saw him doing that, and I said, There ain't no difference between using a tuner and putting a capacitor on there. You're doing the same thing. But, which is probably why it ain't used practice anymore. It's because if you got a tuner and you're doing the same thing, adding capacitance.
Yeah, and then you can tune it to any frequency, too, because you might be off a little here and there, you know. Some days are good and some days are bad, you know.
Yeah, the park down by my house, it got some nice big open area, so I'm going to run my coax out and park my car up next to the park and drag my 70-foot coax up there and set that up in the middle of the open spot and tune it over there before I head out to the park with it. Because I figure if I get good SWR there, I should get good SWR.
Surroundings.
We live in Carlton, Hatchet Park. They took down a bunch of swing sets and stuff, so there's a big naked area between where the kids play and whatnot now. So, yeah, if you're get right there in the middle, and the fence line shouldn't bother me. It's only a 4-foot fence. And stick it right there in the middle, and I figured if I get a good standing wave here, I'll move over to somewhere else where there are no fences and check it again. And if I'm good there, make my marks on it and make my notes and stick it to the radio. And I should be good, and all I have to do is set up and go from anywhere else. I got MFJ 945 lightweight. I got that with my radio. I don't use the tuner that's built into the radio. But I suppose with a hamstick I could. But having that long wire acting up because that ballon got wet, it kind of got a habit. Always use an external, because if something goes wrong with your antenna, at least your radio's safe.
You got a 4-to-1?
What was that?
The ballon, a 4-to-1, or what do you got?
The ballon came with the antenna. It's a 9-to-1. 9-to-1. I had to rebuild it, and it's waterproof now, but from the factory, it was definitely not waterproof. That thing had more leak holes than a strainer.
They're pretty leaky. Yeah, all right. Yeah, a big Kenwood tuner I got from a guy, he passed away here now, a little while ago. He got me a ton of ham gear. He was supposed to sell it, and he gave me all of it for like $50. And so I had a big old Kenwood tuner. And he had already told, it said on there exactly where to put it for the numbers, right where to put it, every frequency, where to set that tuner at. And I said, boy, that's a great tuner, you know. And I used it for a long time. And then my daughter bought me a radio, which got sick because the antenna was bad. But then she got me a kicker. And I bought the tuner, I think, oh, did she buy me a tuner too? I think she bought me a tuner also, the MFJ tuner. Big one there, and that on the radio now, but I don't have the feed cable for the 480 to use the kicker, so I'd be going barefoot.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard or not yet, but Kilo Echo 8 Papa Sierra uniform passed away on June 5th.
CPU?
No, K-E-P-S-U, Papa Sierra uniform. Looks like his name was David. Passed away at age 43.
Holy cow, that's a young one. Yeah, strokes or heart problems or like, what do you call that, CP thing where people smoking and stuff. Yeah, that's pretty scary.
It doesn't say what got him, but apparently they had the funeral June 10th in Midland. I don't know why I'm getting this email so late. I just got this email yesterday. So, yeah, that makes no sense. I thought this just happened in July, but apparently it happened in June. But I can't remember. I think I worked this guy or talked to him once because I saw the call sign and it seems familiar.
Well, I got to go into my QRZ thing there to find out who it was or if I talked to anybody there. I had stuff on napkins for the time. I had a book. I've got a book somewhere in here that I started out with when I first got my 110 with radio. I was playing with that the other day, too. My 50, and you know, I sat on the floor and I was just tuning around, and then I keyed up, tried to hit people, and that's before I even, I just used what kind of antenna did I have? I think I was using the same one, my vertical there, and I was getting out, and I, you know, wrote all the stuff down. I wrote down, yeah, I was listening to music, where the music was at on there. It's, oh man, some guy's playing music. I wrote that down, where the heck it was at, and stuff, you know, that effect, and you know, just doing that. I had a good old time with that radio. I still have a good fun time with, you know, once I plugged it in, I was playing around with it. It worked pretty well.
I just did a quick QRZ search. If I ever worked his station, I forgot to write it down. And I typically forget to write stuff down on VHF. Half the time I not sure what I heard for a call sign, and I don't feel like making a person repeat it. So, yeah, oh well.
Yeah, with my wire, I had to, what was that? I'm sorry, you know, I said, hey, I says, I got some bad ears, you know, plus I didn't have a good hearing aid. I have a good hearing aid now, and that, and boy, I can really hear well, so when I put them in anyway. But, yeah, a lot of times, like I said, that wire of mine was so noisy, and I couldn't pull people in, and then, you know, Eddie or somebody else would tell me who it was. They heard me, you know, but I couldn't hear them, and I'd say, okay, and then I'd type it in. But, yeah, it's crazy. It really is bad. I apologize. I say I'm literally tone deaf, and that if I can't see your face, you know, and you're talking at an angle, I'm not hearing you, you know, I don't have a very big speaker here for me to hear. I got a little realistic Radio Shack speaker so I can hear, but that doesn't always work that well.
Have you ever thought about buying that, what's the name of that? Hales. DSP, noise isolator, you hook that up between your radio and your speaker, and it will filter out the noise.
I figured I'd get that antenna wire fixed first. That might fix out the noise there, because I said it's a lot of slop in there, and if it moved anything, it wasn't really a good connection. So, like I said, it ruined one radio. And so I got to take, and that's why I said to get a new one, because most of my radio antennas are from AVR. And I got to get a thing with all my coax is all from them. And that's all kind of, my other ones here, they got balanced, it was chokes at both ends and stuff, so it doesn't back up and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I was at field day this year, and this one ham I forget his call sign. But he had a two-way switch put in going to his antenna from his radio. Another line went to his MFJ tuner. So when he would change frequencies, he would flip the switch, and then he would use the tuner to set his his MFJ 945, and he'd tune his antenna, and then he'd switch off from the antenna tuner back to his radio, and then work the station. That way, he was never teeing up over the air. I saw that and said, "Well, everybody needs to learn this trick."
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff out there. You know, people play around and they dink around with stuff and they come up with some good ideas and that. And you go, okay, you know, you put that down and you try it and it doesn't work for you. Sometimes everything works great for somebody, you know, it just happens to work right. You know, but it's like everything, you know, there's anything, you know, just some days it works good for it. It could be perfect thing. Things since pizza. But then all of a sudden, you know, you get it and you try it and how come it don't work, you know? You don't have the right equipment and or the same equipment or something wrong with the different antenna and, you know, you're not grounded right, you know, like, heck, I've got the ground rod here. I've got two ground points. Got it one at the north tower and one at the house. And then I got a wire running to the fence line. I put those fence posts in pretty deep. So the fence grounded too.
So you can get someone up there to look your antenna over and figure out what's wrong with it.
Like I said, I just dropped that wire feed line, put a new one up, but I want to order a new one. I keep saying I'm going to order a new wire, and I haven't done it yet, you know, because I'm too busy volunteering over here and there and everywhere else, you know, and then by the time I get home, like today, I got up, you know, kind of early, went in 1 o'clock and went and picked up some stuff from a company that's donated a bunch of stuff. We got a sander now, so we can take to put stuff in and sand it, you know, and that, with the sand, blow sander, and we got a couple cabinets there, and a bunch of other things, so, yeah, we're just putting things together for our shop, and that, get it all set up, but that's it. I've just been doing that, and I checked on the school, and they start school on the 20th next month, and the briefing there, or show up there, on the briefing, can't remember how you say the word. But anyway, that's going to be on the 13th, so I've got to go there and find out how many kids I'm going to have and how many classes I'm going to have.
If you know the exact length of cabling you need, go on Massey and Poloni's website and order your cable through them. They'll cut it, put the ends on it, and they ship it to you for free. So when it shows up on your doorstep, all you gotta do is connect it.
That's what I got with ABR. They put all the ends on. They tell them what I want. I tell them, well, okay, this is the kind of wire I'm using. And they go, okay. I said 60 to 160. And I tell them basically how many feet I want. I've got 50 foot there now. And it's, you know, it's a little slack and nothing to complain about. But that's why I wanted to raise that wire up higher. But I want to get my feed line first taken care of.
How's your other antenna holding up? Does it need any work as well?
Nope, that one's A-okay so far.
Oh, by the way, that issue I had with that rotor earlier this year, I think it was you that gave me the suggestion. I rotated it back to its start point all the way, and then I hit the initial button on the remote, and it reprogrammed the steps into the rotor, and then it was back on par. So
compass one time, so I knew where it was at. Plus, you know, it worked out dandy. And then when I sit there and I look on that, remember I showed that QRZ? You can look and see the map on the compass, and you got to, and it'll tell you where that repeater's at. And you can just sit there and you can put your beam that way, so you got a direct shot, you know, on that. And that works really well. That's what I did. I just sit there and okay, but I got these repeaters here on the radio already programmed in, so I just got to sit there and if I want to make sure, I know where it's at, you know. And I zap that way. At Guilford, I don't know. I don't have that one logged in, but it's just 2 meter anyway. You know, I do got a 2 meter beat I haven't put together yet. I haven't put it together. It's still in the box, and I got rotors and stuff in the control boxes. I just haven't put it up. I just the old arms and the old surgeries there. I did a surgery. It's like four of them so far. So the old lifting part is kind of still a little off.
You're going to have to get your buddy from Carroll to come out and put that up for you.
I'm sure he'll help if I ask. I just got to get my kid. Hey, you know, give me an extra mitten. But he's working, so, you know, that's the thing. You know, if he's off, then I'm usually at the shop or at school. So, you know, that's the way it's been going. It's been a hit and miss.
Yeah, sit the stuff out in the garage, leave the key under the mat, and have him come at his own convenience.
I don't think that would happen. I think I'm better off, you know, going, okay, you know, that kind of thing. It's just like, you know, if I'm out there, he's not going to sit there and jump up there and volunteer. No, let's go put that together. You know, I got to sit there and rustling stuff around and, you know, help. But he just doesn't, okay, hey, you got that antenna we got to put up. No, I got to sit there and kind of ruffle the cage a little bit there. And, you know, then he jumps up there and helps me 100%.
I'm not sure if you contact him and set everything up in advance. He'd show up and put it up for you. He's a pretty cool guy.
K8LLC, I forgot that. I put that out every once in a while. Kilo 8 Lima Charlie. Yeah, I'm quite sure he'd help me out if I asked, but no, I don't know if he's been. You know, I know he was running around like a chicken with leg cut off there, you know. He had her busier than a beaver and a saw. But, you know, he had some stuff going, he lost his wife, you know, that kind of stuff. He's working to keep, you know, thinking, you know, about work. So I don't know where he's at now. I haven't talked to him in forever, so I haven't texted him. He hadn't texted me, so I figured he's awfully busy, and if he wants to get a hold of me, he'll get a hold of me.
Yeah, ever since he switched jobs and started at the other factory and started working at a different time of the day, I have not heard him on the radio either since then. I bumped into him, I think, one time, and that was it. And, yeah, as far as texting, yeah, you send him one, he'll get back to you. But, like you said, I think he keeps too busy to think about contacting people for chatting purposes. But I don't know if he's on the radio anymore or not. He probably is, just always missing them is probably what it is.
Well, you know, he got that hex antenna, so he went hex, you know, hex antenna nuts, and he got that contact with that guy that was building, 4,000 watt linears or 2,000 watt linears or something. I can't remember. But, you know, you give him half now and then half when it was completed, and then he sent it to you. And that, and then, that was it, you know. Then I lost contact with him, and so I don't know. So I can figure out, you know, if and when he's got time and he remembers and thinks about it, he can get a hold of me and that. I know I'm quite sure if I text him, he might, you know, he'll answer back, but I figure it'd he's pretty busy, or he would have let me know what's going on, you know, one way or another. But other than that, that's that.
He did get those, and he got tired of waiting on that one, and he ordered a different one of those amps. So, and then finally, the other one showed up, so he ended up with two of them. So, last I heard, I think he was trying to unload the other one. And then the guy came out with a newer model that was better than the one he bought. And I think he was on the list with that one the last time I heard from him.
Yeah, well, that was always my luck. You know, you buy something and, oh, just, you know, this one's better than the one you just bought. You know, they had a commercial like that on TV once, you know, about a computer. The lady's on a bus. She got a box next to her computer, and there's a big sign that they're saying, this one's better than the one you just bought. You know, and then another one with guys getting a TV set delivered to his house. He's got the truck there. Little girl's riding around on her bicycle. She goes to the head of sign. You bought the wrong TV. This is better than the one you just bought on the side of the truck. And she goes, silly dad, you got the wrong TV. And I'm going, yep, that's like me. I just, oh, man, that's a good deal. You know, get that. And next thing you know, they let any dust settle on that spot. They got a new this, the other.
Yeah, that kind of just happened recently with my cousin. He bought himself the K1C printer by Ender, and they came up. They released the 2025 edition a year early, right after he already made his purchase on his K1C. And he was, I guess, outside of the return window. So he got upset.
Oh yeah, you know, I got flustered too, you know. But you know, the thing is, you can't keep trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know. Then you get like me. I got a ton of radios here, you know. I got so many radios, but when I had the rendezvous, I had like, you know, four radios in that car, six at one time. You know, I had one for the packet, then I had the Fusion radio, then I had this one here, this 857 was in there, because it did 2 meter and that. Then I had my Ranger, that was a 10 and 11, 12 meter radio. Then I had a 6 meter one too, a 6 meter Ranger in there, you know. So I had a lot of antennas on one car, looking like a porcupine. I think you were here.
So
I think I had the car in the driveway with you. Like, I had all those antennas on there. I came here and saw it. I think I had all the antennas on that car, because I just took it off, let's see, 2 years ago. We traded it in and got my daughter that Jeep. And I had to peel all those antennas off. But yeah, we had like six antennas on there.
That's a lot of antennas. I only got one on my car, one on my house, well, two if I count the dipole, and that's pretty much it I got.
That's it. You know, you go out there to play the game, what are you going to play? You're going to play a 6 meter? I had a 6 meter radio, and I got a tuner for a 6 meter. You know, it's a manual one, but I got it. And my one Wilson antenna. Well, I talked to New Zealand one weekend from my car. 6 meters, with the Wilson antenna and a tuner.
Yeah, 6 meters gets some pretty good distance, huh? KEHCB Friday.
It's open as crazy. I think they call it the magic.
Yeah, I believe I have heard it called that. When it's open, it's open. When it's closed, it's closed.
Yeah, I was going, what the heck were we doing? Amico was going to go to, we're going to the store to get a toilet, a brand new toilet for my kid's bathroom, because the one they had was really small. And so I went down to the store, and I got on the radio, and wound up hitting New Zealand.
Yeah, that's pretty good contact, being in mobile.
Kilo, wait, we didn't know name of Charlie. ID there. Yeah, it was. I freaked out. Wow, man. And heck, it even turned up. I was looking at it on, they have a thing, 6 meter. And I can't remember the site I had. It's just, and it was my call sign with the guy I contacted with. And I thought I saved it. It's all, I got to save this, but I lost it. Wherever it was, I can't remember. But, It was really neat. It's awesome, you know, from a mobile. Wilson 5000 is what I run, and I had a tuner for 6 meter. And that Wilson 5000 worked just great.
Is that something similar to a hamstick?
Oh, Wilson 5000. They classify it as a CB antenna, just like my one vertical here, that super penetrator. They go, that's a CB antenna. And I say, yeah, it works pretty good, don't it? You know, I'm talking to these guys in different countries, you know, and they, you're talking on a super penetrator. I say, yep, sir. You know, and works, you know. So whatever works, you know, just got to have a tuner.
Yeah, I saw some CB antennas, telescopic lips and stuff, when I was looking around for that hamstick, and yeah, I figure if it's the same length of antenna, it should function. It's 50 ohms.
Most antennas are for 50 ohms. But you got, see what I did, I've got these sticks I got these from the guy that passed away there too, and the same guy. They use them for antennas, they use them for lifting up tents. They're mass. You pick it up, it drops into the other one. You pick it up and it drops in. And what I did, I put so many on there, and I put a clamp on the fascia of the house, and then I slide it up. My son would put another section in. I pick it up and slip another section in, get about 35 feet in here, which is what this antenna is at. In fact, all my antennas are at, the big ones are at 35 feet. And, let's see, penetrator, well, that's 46 feet. I think that's a little higher. I think that's 46 feet up. 41 feet, excuse me, because it's 40 feet an hour. 46. I got 5 foot of pipe sticking up there, and it's 1 foot up off the ground, so 46 feet in the air is the base of the penetrator, and the other one, I can't remember the name of that antenna is, that's 37 feet in the air.
You're measuring to the top of the antenna or the bottom of the antenna?
Base of the antenna.
Yeah, you got some pretty good height there.
Yeah, power crank that we got here is a prototype, and he lifted that 40-foot extension with that 22-foot-long antenna, plus 5 feet, and, you know, you figure 40 feet, and we cranked and cranked and cranked it up, and we used my DeWalt, my power drill, put that on there, and just cranked that thing up. We, you know, lifted up a little bit, help it out a little bit, but we put that baby up in the air with that motor, you know, and then I said, hey, it worked great. We didn't round anything off. We locked it in place, and we're happy. That thing it's just a miracle. It works. You know, and everybody's, wow, they said, you put that 40-foot, you know, tower plus that antenna on there? Yep, sir. Nice and, you know, smooth. A little rough at first, but then, you know, we got it down, and everything seemed to work just dandy.
Yeah, I ordered some large resistors. Came from California, and I got Amazon Prime, so it's free shipping. And the thing shows up today, and it was postage due. They wanted $3.51. I look at him and said, what?
From a guy, and he said, this much money. I said, nope. Yeah, okay, cool. So, agreed on a price, and the radio came, and I says, well, where's the microphone? You didn't send me the microphone with the darn radio. He says, well, the price was too good, and it cost too much for shipping, so I figured if you want the microphone, you can help me out with the cost of the shipping, and send me $300 because of the shipping. And I'm going, what, you want me to send you another $300? And then you give me a microphone? I said, heck, I'll just buy a microphone.
And you should have added the shipping to the total, like everybody else.
So I go, well, geez, you know. Sent him $350. He sent the radio, but no microphone. Then says, he said, it was too much. He says, send him $300, and he'll send me the microphone. I said, no, I'll buy a microphone. I know it won't cost me that much.
True that. The microphone's only $30.
Well, I've been running Kenwoods, so this microphone that I got that I was using for my other Kenwood, that ought to plug right in there. I think it plugged into my 450, plugged into my 590, I think it's a 590, I can't remember, and so it should plug into that 520. I haven't played with that 520 yet. I had to break that out. That's a big one, I mean a heavy radio. I had to put that out there. Every once in a while I swap radios out, you know, because they look at me, oh, you don't use me. So I put them online.
Well, I got home, so I'll let you go. You take it easy and stay out of the heat, KEHCB.
Okay, well, when you set up at that park near Consumers or in Carlton, I don't remember, well, I don't know all of Carlton. The only thing I know is about the Carlton Bar there off 6th Street. and the Country Western Club down the road there. Those are the only two things I remember about Carlton. And they kind of faded, you know. Heck, it's been 29 years since I had anything to drink. So that's what it's had to be a little longer than that since I've been to Carlton. But, yeah, you set up, let me know. I'll be on the radio. I got it on. I hear y'all get a call, and then I'll tune that 480, see if I can reach you with what I've got.
Yeah, as close as we are, though, you probably skip over me.
I don't know. Well, y'all give it a shot, you know. Like I said, I'm thinking about putting this radio, I got the other one sitting over in the corner here. Think about putting that one in the truck because it's got the 2 meter, 440, and what else? Yeah, 2 meter UHF there, and it's got the HF. It's got all the HF bands, you know. So, and they're tuned for the 2 meters anyway, and the UHF is tuned in there also. But anyway, if I put that antenna on there, my Easy Zoo antenna on that truck, you know, be able to talk on that. Hey, you never know. We'll get together. We'll have to practice. We'll play around with these things. Go to the park down the street from me here or up down to, what the heck's the other one, State Park, or the one across the river there and see what we can do from mobile to mobile.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Well, you get inside the house there, and have to cool off, get yourself a drink of water, Powerade or something like that, and cool the dogs off a bit, let them relax, and we'll catch you later. We'll be on the side here. So, K-A-C-C-Y-B, oh, man. Now my brain's not right. We'll talk at you tomorrow or later on down the line here. Okay, LLC.
All right, K-A-L-L-C, K-E-H-C-V, 7-3.
K-E-H-C-V, K-A-L-L-C, 7-3.
AMA-CAD mobile monitoring.
KF8-BRD.
KC8-BRD, K8-DPL, mobile.
Good afternoon, evening. Actually, it's KF8, Kilo Fox, Kilo Fox 8, Bravo, Romeo, Delta.
Oh, I apologize about that. How you doing today?
Not too bad, not too bad. Just got back from work not too long ago and watching some TV and talking on the radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm headed out to lunch with or dinner with a couple of really good friends of mine, and I'm going to be there soon. But I heard you on the radio, so I thought I'd call you back.
Oh, there you go. I think this is a linked repeater. Where about you at?
Tennessee County, M15 and Coldwater Road, heading into Davidson.
Okay. Has the weather started down there yet, or not? I don't think it's here yet. I'm up in Grand Ledge. Sorry, I used to live in Charlotte, and I can't get it out of my head.
Understood. I can respect that. I lived a long time out in Marysville, over by Port Huron, and sometimes I have a hard time too, so I get it. I think I know a little bit where Charlotte is, over on the west side of the state, I believe, or Grand Ledge or wherever. Anyway, now my mind's confused. Oh well, it is what it is. Yeah, I'm going to be there soon, but like I said, I just want to let you know that somebody is listening.
I copy. Thank you. Well, I hope you have a good dinner there, and we'll cut you loose on the KF8-BRD. I'm going to stand by.
Roger that. Yeah, I haven't had any rain yet, but I don't know. Kind of looks like it might be coming, might not. It's been looking like this all day, where it looks like there's going to be some rain, and nothing's there, so I don't know what's going to happen.
KF8-BRD from KF8-BAD.
KF8-BRD, how's it going?
Good. I just happened to be
listening is you guys talk about the weather and the want to chime into it. But we're just starting to get some rain here in St. John's.
You said in St. John's?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we end up getting. I know they keep on talking about storms, so I guess we'll see. I know I'm not arguing with the ducting we're getting with that.
Oh, no, I was talking about that last night on the 4th TNT set over on 39. They're saying that it's been fabulous lately, 10 meters is phenomenal.
And 10 meters has been really quiet. I've never actually heard any traffic on 10 meters on my radio. I don't know why. 20 meters and 40 meters are good for me, and I think I've even done some 15.
Yeah, I get around 40 and 80 at night, and it seems to be the best time for those kind of efforts. Traffic on during the day.
I can talk on 20 meters and 40 meters just fine. I've made contacts on 15, I think it was, but on most of the rest of them, I have not gotten seen any traffic on them.
What kind of rate do you have?
I've got a G90, a Zygu G90. And it's got a built-in tuner. It's actually designed for POTA, or parts on the air, but it's serving as my base.
Hey, I say whatever works.
Yeah, definitely, yep. I kind of chose that radio because of the ability to upgrade, so I can go out and purchase an amplifier and bring it up to the power of like some of the Yaesu and other base stations, 100 watt, but they make an amplifier that's made for that radio, and then I can upgrade if I want and buy the bigger screen so it has an easier to read screen like the Yaesu's and such.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. That's a stupid thing. I think they're pretty good. I got a 2600M that goes up to 50 watts. It's just too meter, but what I use mostly in my mobile is QRZ1 handheld that I got from the free ham program, because I have to be running that just because I got my tech license and I qualified for the free radio, and man, I love it. It's I guess the tech that Gigaparts tune it up, you know, Chinese radio, you know, but they tune it up to the harmonics to are spot on, and it's a great little radio for what it does.
Oh yeah, yep. No, that's the beauty part about 2 meters is it doesn't take a whole lot of power or anything to get out and actually talk.
Yeah, that's why I like it. You get more distance on it, and living where I live, I mean, being able to get, I don't know where this computer is, somewhere, I heard something up from there, that's in South Carolina, and somebody could have switched an airplane to it. I mean, it was, with the upgrade on the 39 on the old computer, that's a, I'm interested in my driving right now, 5 yards, I mean, I'm right now,
I haven't been able to hit the repeaters that I'm aware of in St. John's myself, even though I'm not all that far from St. John's, but it's, you know, not a terribly long jaunt for us. But no, I haven't been able to hit the ones in St. John's. I've hit, like, most of the other surrounding area ones, but not St. John's.
Yeah, we, all we got here, I think we've got a T-Star. I think that might be the only one, you know, that I, think that is, the analog repeater that we did have, and it was 442525. That got taken away last year, so we don't have an analog repeater up here anymore. I guess, I don't know if emergency management ran that one. I think they did, and there was a club before ours that was down there, and they were using it, and I guess it belonged to the state, so they just came up here and got it one day and took it back to a storage room in Lansing.
That's kind of crazy. Like, it seems like they should have at least one analog repeater up there. And that would probably be why I can't hit it. I was just looking at this, you know what frequency you're on, duh. Yeah, I think this repeater is out of Lansing, as I've heard, but I don't know where in Lansing. I'm in Grand Ledge, so.
Yeah, I know it's linked all up to the side of the state, but talk to folks at Fort North and College. I know it's, you know, it's mostly the advocacy side of the state. And, yeah, our club is working on possibly getting a
but I think the static from any of the storms is starting to kind of take you out. It started off with just static, and then it started to the point where you were literally checking in and out of the repeater there while you were talking. So, look forward to hearing you out here again, maybe chatting with you again. KF8, DRD, and I'm going to go ahead and go clear. Yeah, we'll stay safe during the storms.
We'll do. You as well. Good talking to you. I'm in the camp, by the way. And, stop the question.
EHCV monitoring.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
FFR, KE8CV here.
KE8CV, this is WAFFR. You're coming in loud and clear.
How you doing this muggy evening?
We joined the Lapeer City and did some extrication training, my fire department did. So I got to cut apart cars in this muggy weather. I am caked in sweat right now, but I feel really good. It was a lot of fun. And how are you?
If you're feeling good, you must have the AC running.
Affirmative. That turn out here is like a snowsuit. It gets hot. And the double cut. Very hot.
Yeah, I just got back from walking my dog. I feel like somebody pushed me down in a ditch or something.
You know, I have no need to go swimming because it's so humid out. I've been swimming on dry land all day.
Did you get any rain where you're at? Nothing here yet.
We did, actually. Earlier, like around 10 or 11-ish, when I was in the work truck, it started raining on me, and it rained for probably half hour, then another half hour, it was just off and on, and then there hasn't been anything since.
Yeah, I'd be happy if you just downpour and get it over with and go back to being dry air.
Yeah, ideally when I'm not working tomorrow, though, because it sucks working in the rain.
On a hot day, though, I bet you welcome the rain.
I mean, as long as it doesn't downpour, whether it's sweat or rain, I don't like just being wet and not being able to do anything about it. Plus, it gets my ratchet straps all soaked, and then if I put those away wet, it will rust them, and then I can't use them anymore.
You know a lot about cars, right?
Perhaps. It really depends.
On my car, I got something clicking, like a relay sound coming from the driver's side inside the dash.
Could very well be a relay. I unfortunately don't know the answer off the top of my head, or really the answer at all, but in my very limited knowledge, it does sound like a relay.
These new cars, they got lots and lots of relays. I'm not sure if it's a relay, it just sounds like one. It's a constant clicking. So I don't know. Just started up about a month ago, that I think, since I noticed it. But I was going to take it to a dealership, but they developed a new policy about a month and a half ago, and they charge you almost $100 just to shake your hand and look at your car.
Well, it sounds like the simple solution is to just turn the radio up louder.
That would help if I listened to it.
Roll down the window and then just drive fast. And don't stop driving fast.
Actually, I found that does help, because I have to wear earplugs when I get on the interstate, and the combination did drown it out.
Well,
Well, in all honesty, if it's been going on for a month, it's obviously nothing really critical.
It's going to become critical when wintertime gets here, with the windows rolled up, peace and quiet in the car. It's bound to drive me nuts.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it sounds like your options are very limited. Even my car, I got a lot of stuff. I can't even mount a radio or anything into this car without hitting a wire or hitting something, so. I know what you mean. Actually, one of my rotors, it's been making a little bit of a rubbing noise when I turn to the left, so I got to get that looked at soon.
Yeah, my car actually got old enough to where it started doing that. The mechanic explained that rust buildup pushes some plate up against something, so when you go to turn, it rubs. Mine got bad enough where it was making it when I was going straight. But it kind of worked itself out a little bit. Now it just does it when I turn again.
Yeah, that's what mine's doing. I can see rust on the rotor. Because my car sat for a week beginning of the month when I was on vacation, so my rotor started to rust over a bit. So it's probably just residual rust that's not willing to leave. But it's fine. It's fine. I've been driving with it for probably 4 months now, and it's fine. So, yeah, I'm just glad it's not nothing serious. Brake pads are still good, so that's a relief.
Yeah, I've had that problem for probably a year and a half now. I took it in to get it fixed, and like a couple months later, started doing it again. If the car don't stay active enough, that it just builds up again.
Yeah, you got to routinely drive them. Otherwise, yeah, they don't like to sit, especially engine components. So. I mean, I put so many miles on my car, it's constantly being used, so I don't have that problem. It rarely sits.
Yeah, my car sits quite a bit. I got really nowhere to go except to the store and back, and that's about it. Yeah. I started doing POTA this over the weekend. That was quite interesting.
Make a lot of contact?
No, not really. I think I probably got 20 contacts in total. But I went out there for, I think, 4 or 5 days. But I was only able to get on the air for 3 of them. One time I forgot the string to...
Yeah, it sounds like, at least sounds like you had a good time, but I hate to cut out this conversation short, but I just got home, and I am hungry, got to make dinner. I went straight from work to the fire station, and then I've been putting up cars for the last couple hours, so, yeah, I'm hungry. All I've had is Arby's for lunch, so I'm going
to
send 7-3-8-8-8-8. Have a wonderful night. I will speak to you later. This is W8FFR. I am clear on your title.
Did I get cut off from...
I believe so. I heard your mic release.
Okay. You probably didn't get none of that transmission then. Yeah. I got a few contacts, had some technical difficulties, but it was a fun experience.
Oh, that's good. I don't know if you heard my last transmission, but I'm home, and I worked, and then I went right to the fire station, and I've been cutting up cars for the last couple hours. So I'm hungry. I'm going to go and make some dinner. KE8CB, have a wonderful night. I will talk to you later. This is W8FFR. I am clear on your final.
Bleakwell, KE8CB73.